الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير وقال الله تبارك وتعالى ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين وكان الله بكل شيء عليما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الدعاء مخ العبادة صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لسد الدر الشريف اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders and dear listeners, the evil that we see around us, or when a person commits an evil action, when a person disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or whatever evil action that we see, the main cause of that evil action is that we have disconnected ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ta'alluq ma'allah, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got weaker. And due to that, a person commits a sin. You know, for example, when a person commits a sin, it's because that the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has weakened, has gone weaker. I'll give you an example to understand this. You know, if you've got an internet in your house, and you've got the main connection, the Wi-Fi, and with that connection, you've got all the other devices that works. If you've got an issue in one or a few of the devices, you'll then check your main connection, your main internet connection. If your main internet connection is working fine, then all the other devices will work nicely. There won't be any issue, internet issue in those devices. But if there is an issue in the main connection, then you'll see that all the other devices won't work. Because the main connection, the main internet connection is weak. In a similar way, if we as Muslims, if we as humans, you know, if we as Muslims, if our connection with our Creator, the one who has created us, is stronger, then all the other things will fall in line. You know, if my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong, then obviously I will think before I miss my namaz. How can I miss my namaz when my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong? If my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong, I will be punctual with my zakat, the yearly zakat that I need to pay. Yearly zakat that I need to carry out. If my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong, then I will be very, very careful. You know, the income and the earnings that I've got, is it from the halal source or is it from the haram source? So all the other things will fall in line if our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is strong, is strengthened. Now, the question comes, how can we strengthen that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we make that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strong? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O you who believed, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran. And the way to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you know, there are different forms of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, one, we all know that we have come here today in the masjid. Why? To pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's also one form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why we're here in the mosque. There was nobody, you know, to force us to put a gun on our head here to tell us, oh, Jalal, go for the masjid. No. We remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why we are here. That's one form of remembering. Do you know, and we should remember one thing, when we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or when we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not benefit from that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of our dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need my dhikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need me to remember him. It's not that when somebody remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's status or the ranks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. That's not the case. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all powerful. He is the supreme being. He doesn't need our ibadah. He doesn't need my dhikr. That's what we need to understand. Allah subhanahu, and you know, it comes in the hadith as well, that if all the people of the entire world, they all were to do the dhikr, or to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not increase his status. In a similar way, if all the people of the world were to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not decrease his status. He is Allah, he is always, he is the supreme being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need our ibadah. But yes, we need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help. I need to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me. The pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with me. Now, there are different forms of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know one form of it? It's very, very simple. It's very easy to do. But you know, when it comes to action, we might be lacking in a bit. And that is that whenever we intend to do something, whenever we plan to do something, we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Even if it is, you know, a daily routine maybe. Even if it is something, you know, on a daily basis we do. I'll give you an example. Very simple way. For example, you know, if it's very cold out there, just remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart and tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, make it easy for me. If it's a very sunny day, if it's very hot, you're in a country that it's very hot, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart, you don't even need a wudu for that. You don't need to sit properly. Even in your heart, you just connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, make it easy for me. For example, you're going for a work, or you're going at your business, you're going at your work. In your heart, you make dua that, oh Allah, make it easy for me. Grant barakah in this business. You're going to your house, make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In your heart, as I said, you don't even need wudu for that. In your heart, you connect yourself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, I'm going to my house. Make this going to my house a means of barakah, a means of getting good news from the house. So, you know, all these daily routines that we do, before we do that, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That, oh Allah, make it easy. You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily routine. You know, it sounds very simple, but when it comes to action, in our heart, we need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, I am doing this, make it easy. You have an appointment with the doctor, oh Allah, make it easy for me. Oh Allah, let the doctor prescribe for me those medicines which is helpful for me. You know, these small issues, we do this on a daily routine, but we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our heart, that, Allah, make this easy for me. If we make this a habit, then you will see that the connection of yours with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve. My connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve if I make this a habit of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's one way and one form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, if we do this on a daily routine, if we make this a habit, then you'll see slowly, slowly, we'll bring in us the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll have more taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a story, you know, it came to our mind. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, once he was on the outskirts of Medina, he was going somewhere, he stopped on the way and he spread his dining mat to eat. And there was a shepherd who was passing by there, and the shepherd had a flock of goats with him. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that shepherd that, you know what, just to test him and to see what he replies back, Ibn Umar said to him that, you know what, give me one goat, I will give you the money for it, and I will also give you some meat. Alright, before that, Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu called him to eat, said, come and eat, come and join us. So that shepherd said, I'm fasting. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very impressed. He said, on this very hot and sunny day you are fasting. So he replied, I am preparing for my akhirah. I'm using these days as an opportunity to make my akhirah. To make my akhirah. And thereafter, Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, you know what, you've got this flock of sheep and goat with you. Give me one of it. And that person, the shepherd, replied back, I can't give you. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, why you can't give me? So he said, it does not belong to me, it's for my master. These sheeps and the goats that I've got with me is not mine, it's my master, so I cannot give you this. So Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu told him that, you know what, just tell your master that it was attacked by a fox. It was attacked, one of the goats was attacked by a fox, so that's why one is less in it. Now the reply that the shepherd gave, the shepherd said to Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that obviously if I tell this to my master, he might believe me. But فَأَيْنَ اللَّهِ Where is Allah? Does Allah not see me? Does Allah not see me? So this was the iman. Now Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was so impressed by the answer that when he returned Medina, he went to that master, he bought all the goats from the master, and he bought that slave, and Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu freed that slave and gave all the goats as gift to that person, to that slave. So this was the barakah of, you know, the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, this will help us bring taqwa within us. We'll be more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other form of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, you know, on a daily routine, the things that we do. You know, we have been taught the du'as that we need to be reciting in those. For example, you know, when we enter the masjid, we have been taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you read this dua. When we leave the masjid, we have been taught by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that you read this dua. Before entering the toilet, we are asked by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, read this dua. When coming out of the toilet, we are taught that they read this dua. When you go on a journey, we are taught that read this dua. So do you know these masnoon du'as, the du'as that have been narrated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and has taught to us, we need to learn those du'as and read them in its time. And you know, we need to teach our children as well. Teach our children these du'as. This will also help us, you know, connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, you know, the evil that we see around us, especially, you know, what's going on in Palestine, we all know. We all know. And remember one thing, never ever should we think that we cannot do anything. We shouldn't think that way. There are so many things that we can do. And do you know, just making dua for them, or you know, creating awareness, or a post on a social media, the platform that you've got, it really does make a difference. It does make a difference. So we all, on a constantly basis, we all should make dua for the brothers and sisters and all those who are being oppressed in Palestine and all over the world. We all make dua for them that, oh Allah, help all those who are being oppressed. And take them out of the oppression. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all those who have martyred, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest level of shahada. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all those who are suffering. We make dua on a constantly basis. And we should never think, never ever we should think that, you know, our du'as are rejected by Allah. Never ever we should think that way. Our du'as are always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should also remember at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing. He does all the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has wisdom in it. فَعَلُ الْحَكِيمِ لَا يَخْلُوا عَنِ الْحِكَمِ. None of his actions are free from, meaning all the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is wisdom in it. So all our du'as that we are making from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should never think that it's been rejected. How can it be rejected when Allah himself tells us to make du'a? You know, Allah in the Quran says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. You know, for example, if I invite you to my house, if I tell you that you have been invited to my house tomorrow, and when you come up tomorrow, I say that, no, you should not come in. Do I do that? We don't do that. So in a similar way, when Allah is saying to us that make dua, how is it possible for Allah, who is all merciful, how is it possible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reject that dua? When Allah himself is saying make dua, and then when we make dua, we say that, oh, Allah is not listening to my dua. No, that's not the case. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to each and every one of our duas. And as I said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all wise. All the actions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of wisdom. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got a prescribed time for each and everything to happen. And inshaAllah, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will see the mercy and the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very soon. That's why we should never ever lose hope as well. You know, our biggest enemy is that we lose hope. That's our biggest enemy. You know, if we read through the history as well, you know, just see what happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam during the Battle of Trench. He was digging the trench, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I can see that we are opening the way of Romans and the Persians. We are opening the way to the Romans and the Persians. You know, especially the Munafiqeen who were present there, they started laughing that you can't even leave the camps and you're talking about the Romans and the Persians. But we all saw that happened. So never ever should we lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we lose hope, then we will kill ourselves by ourselves. We should never lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So constantly keep doing those things, you know, that is helpful for this cause. We make dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you know, one of the trick of shaitan and the plot of shaitan is that shaitan makes us think that why is this dua not accepted? And we stop making the dua then. Or we stop doing the things that we are doing. For example, if we don't see any outcome of it outwardly, whereas there is an outcome, there is, you know, lots of impact. You know, the things that we are doing, the demonstration that we are carrying out, the awareness that we are, you know, that we are creating, it has a lot of impact. It has a lot of difference. It makes a difference. But if, you know, shaitan sometimes comes and tricks us and says that, oh, you don't see the outcome of it, just leave it out. You know, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that your du'as are readily accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as long as you do not make isti'ajal, as long as you do not haste. You don't say that, oh, I'm making du'a from so long, it's not been accepted. Once a person says this, then this means that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that he is stopping himself getting the mercy and the nusra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on a constant basis, you know, we all know, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, for so many years, he's constantly making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after so many years, he saw the outcome of that dua. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, so many years, he's doing dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he saw the outcome of it. So we constantly keep making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do whatever we can. You know, whatever platform we have got, on a social media platform, or whatever platform we have got, use it wisely. Use it to create awareness between the people. Draw the correct narrative. What's the correct thing? What is going on? Use those platforms to inform the people about the correct thing. Who the real oppressors and the aggressors are. Use it wisely. And you know, it does make a difference. You know, the demonstration, the boycotting that we are doing, it does make a difference. So we carry on doing all the things that we're doing it, and on a constantly basis we make dua for them as well. And whatever way we can, along with, you know, all the things that I've mentioned, along with that, you know, money-wise as well, financially-wise, whatever way we can donate to them, you know, mashallah, there are many reliable organizations that are working, tirelessly to make sure, and they are making an effort that somehow the aid enters in there and they are able to help them. So if we know, mashallah, there are many of them, we try to reach them out financially as well and by making dua as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Just a quick announcement. As some of you might already know, inshallah tomorrow in our masjid there is a Khatm-e-Nabuwah conference. khatme nabuwa, the finality and the, you know, the finality of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The aqeedah of khatme nabuwa is very, very important. Very, very important. And today we see the growing fitna of Qadianism. We see this, you know, each and every day. So the aqeedah of khatme nabuwa is very, it's a very, very vital aqeedah. You know, in fact, just one thing. It's so important aqeedah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned it on the very first page in the Quran. You know, when we start Suratul Baqarah, the ayah that we read, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the qualities of a believer, of a muttaqi person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, those who believe in what was revealed upon you and what was revealed on all those prophets that came before you. Had it been a prophet after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have warned us that all the things that will be revealed after you. Allah did not mention that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention, وَمَا يُنزَلُ مِن بَعْدِكَ. Allah did not say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the revelation, the ayat that comes upon you, and all those revelations that came upon the prophets that came before you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that all those people who believes in it, and then, you know, the ayat goes on. So it's very, very vital aqeedah. It's a very important aqeedah. You know, unfortunately, we see so many people, those who are leaving the fold of Islam because of this fitna, leaving the fold of Islam, and their forefathers, they were Muslims, and they are leaving the fold of Islam. Just an example, you know, if our child, our son or a daughter was to leave the house and was to run away, may Allah protect all of us. Allah forbid, if that was the case, we all know the pain and the suffering the parents go through. Now just imagine the love of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us. You know, there is a hadith, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua for Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. She got very happy. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked her that, oh Aisha, you are so happy on this dua. I make this dua for my ummati in every namaz. In every salah, I'm making this dua. So now, put this love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one side. And then just imagine, one of his ummati, if an ummati leaves the fold of Islam and becomes murtad, just imagine the pain and the suffering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go through. When we see the love of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us, and when we see, you know, the people leaving the fold of Islam because of this fitna, so it's very, very important that we educate ourselves, we learn about this aqeedah, and we all, you know, there is an event that has been organized in our masjid tomorrow, inshallah. So all the brothers and sisters and children are kindly requested to come and attend this majlis. Inshallah, it will start at 3 o'clock after Asr Salah until Isha Salah. So the Asr Salah will be at 3 p.m. So it will be starting after Asr Salah up until Isha, and it will be in English and Urdu. So all the brothers, sisters and children are kindly requested to participate in this. JazakAllah.
Allahu Akbar. Hayya 'alas-salah. Allah.